This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joining us now, Catherine, what can you tell us?
Well, thank you, Brett. Within the last hour, I've had a series of conversations which have really reinforced a handful of points. One is that Mateen was known to the FBI as recently as 2013 and that a file or folder, if you will, was open on him. This is where the information seems to diverge. One of our contacts told us that the file was open because of his contacts with extremists. The other was that it was unrelated to terrorism, but the bottom line is that this was an individual who was known to the FBI. Second, what was really reinforced to us is that this is being investigated as an act of terrorism, but more specifically, one that was inspired by a foreign terrorist organization. There's what's called a social media scrub going on with his profiles on the web. I was told that he had a MySpace page and a Facebook page. Both of them are now down, which is typical in these situations, but not a lot jumped out at those sites about him having radical ties.
So like we saw in the early stages of San Bernardino, mm-hmm. where eventually they got to inspired by ISIS.
Correct.
It seems like this was perhaps more cut and dry at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. They've moved to the inspired by a foreign terrorist group much more quickly than we've seen in previous cases. That says to me it's driven by data, most likely social media data or some kind of phone communication that he was having. As you opened your show, we just heard from Adam Schiff, who's someone who has been briefed already on the Intelligence Committee, who said that he had pledged allegiance to ISIS. I would tell you, based on one of our counterterrorism contacts who tracks ISIS and Al-Qaeda social media, that within an hour of the siege taking place, that a very senior Al-Qaeda account on Telegram began rejoicing in the siege. The timing was a little unusual because this, I don't want to say shows foreknowledge, but it was very close to the inception of the attack. And then the ISIS leadership accounts began taking over the hashtags for the Pulse, which is another thing that we see, though not a claim of responsibility. But
hashtag for the Pulse, the nightclub.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. The
but your point is very well taken, because they've moved to inspired by a foreign terrorist organization very quickly, and in my experience, that tells you that it is data-driven.
Quickly, there also was a web threat by ISIS, tied
That's
to
correct.
ISIS, mm-hmm. specifically mentioning Florida, mm-hmm. Just 3 days ago. And some of these things just, you know, they go off and they make threats and mm-hmm. nobody pays attention to them. But when something happens in a state mm-hmm. where they mention, maybe they go back and look.
Right. I'd be a little cautious on that at this point, because there's been almost like a sort of rolling series of threats from ISIS targeting ordinary Americans. They began with the military, then they moved to intelligence and government officials, and in the last 6 months they've really moved to ordinary Americans. It's a little tempting to look at that kill list, and yeah, I wouldn't make that at this point.
Okay, we'll follow it. We'll head back for breaking details. Catherine, as always, thank you.
You're welcome.
There's more team coverage.
Well, you got Brett,
News correspondent Anita Vogel.
You got Brett Baer and Catherine Herridge there reporting on Orlando and bringing us up to date. I'll tell you, a lot of questions and are being asked, and understandably, and of course we're further down the road, at least as Catherine had reported, you know, they're not hesitating to, you know, consider this, Scott, as a terrorist action, getting away from the hate crime, although the hate crime issue came up again. And you know, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who's been with us many times, he says, whatever you do, don't call it a hate crime. It's not a hate crime. You've got to call it for what it is if you really want to know what you're fighting and what you're coming up against. You know, but lots of questions, even to the point of his former coworker said his anger was constant. In fact, he bombarded him with a former police officer in West Palm Beach. He bombarded him with all kinds of texts and, you know, conversation that was inappropriate, and that and he finally, left his employment there in West Palm Beach. But there's going to be a lot more discovered and a lot more discussed, and we'll continue it here as well on Bill Martinez Live. Good morning, America. 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And you want to drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. While you drop me an email, say, hey, Martinez, I want to be in the running for the Young Messiah DVD Blu-ray that you're giving away. By all means, drop me an email. Include your address. We're going to think positive, and we'll send you off a copy. If you're the winner, we got plenty to give away. So Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. I'd love to put a brand new Young Messiah DVD in your hands for you and your family and your friends to enjoy. Why not? Well, the conversation continues here regarding this Orlando massacre and the gunman who has been characterized as being unhinged and unstable. An ex-colleague says the shooter spewed racist, misogynist hate, but wasn't fired because he was Muslim. I got to tell you, it's not like we haven't been warned. I mean, the notice came out of the Middle East that Florida particularly was going to be targeted. And here it is. And so is there a direct connection and tie, or is this one of those lone wolf kind of reactions to the call for jihad that he acted solely on? But yet you can tell in looking at this that, this has been brewing for a while. And he had been on the FBI list on a couple of occasions. But as Dr. Gorka had said yesterday, that, it's ridiculous. And we need to revisit this thing, because what happens is if in due process, the FBI cannot make either an arrest or, particularly arrest on a particular subject soon enough, then it just goes by the wayside. And again, this is the same thing that happened with the Sarnieff brothers. They just could not tie the noose down fast enough. And so in due process, they had to be let go. And they're off of investigation. So something has to be looked at this, because it's deja vu one more time. And here we've got the biggest massacre, single massacre that has occurred historically here in the United States outside of 9/11. This is absolutely incredible. So we can't say that we have not been warned. We've been warned. And, and so we have to look to, again, I guess ourselves, our Second Amendment rights. I mean, my thought was, is here they are for 3 hours. I don't know if this connected with you or not, but here these people are in this facility, the Pulse there in Orlando, for 3 hours, and they're waiting on the police department to make a move to figure out what's going on. Meanwhile, this guy who has an AK-15, not a 14, which Tom Brokaw mistakenly identified, and this is the tough thing. When you want to be on top of the news so quickly, you really have to take your time and make sure what you're saying holds credibility. But an AR-15 style weapon is what they're saying. So it was an assault rifle that he had with lots of ammunition. I'm not sure how big a clip he had, but, you know, minimally, and it's 30, it can be as much as 100. And all you can hope, and as it's been in some cases, is when the clips are that large, occasionally you'll get jamming that'll take place. But, you know, there was no, it does not seem at this point that there was a fight back from the people that were there. They were just mowed down. You know, so when you think that for 3 hours, these people are in this facility, they're locked down with this guy, you know, some hiding, doing what they can, not knowing what's going on. And that's a scary situation. Scott, I can tell you that years ago when I was doing some, you know, promotions, we did a concert in East L.A. And we were doing this, was emceeing a concert there. And Little Anthony, without the Imperials, was there. And we had just finished the first set. And I brought him off stage. And the way the stage worked is that there was, behind the stage, there was like an access, you know, driveway to the facility where they would bring, you know, food and all that kind of stuff in. But it was an access driveway behind the facility. And then they had the dressing rooms. And when you got in the dressing rooms, I mean, there was, you know, there was no way out. I mean, the only way out was through the front door. Well, what happened that night was a gunman had, and he didn't start out that way. He was a participant, but evidently he was a bit obnoxious during the concert, and they kicked him out. Well, he went to his car, came walking down with a shotgun down that access road, and next thing you know, we're trapped. And fortunately, somebody got to him before he got to us, but he wasn't that far away. And all we heard was, you know, shots firing and, you know, shotgun blasts and that sort of thing. And finally, you know, somebody got to him and, you know, they didn't kill him. They were able to arrest him. But it was pretty scary to be trapped in that kind of situation. And we're there and the promoter who was locked down with us, he has a 38. He has a pea shooter compared to this guy's shotgun. I mean, it's like, so it gets, you know, it can be pretty harried, you know, being in that situation. But I can only imagine what they, you know, what these young people must have gone through, you know, seeing, you know, bodies all down as one had described, one survivor. He said it was like dominoes, you know, they were just falling and, you know, people scrambling in absolute panic as to what's going on. And, you know, the thought came to mind is that, you know, and of course, a place like this, you know, was celebrated as, you know, the gay nightclub of the world. You had people, you know, here you are, people traveling into Orlando, you know, from all over the world. And they were all, you know, they were focused there. And so you get people international connections coming there, and this was regarded as the, you know, the place, the gay nightclub, the LGBT nightclub. So it wasn't just gays, it's, you know, transgenders, everything, the entire, you know, cross collection of humanity that was there at the Pulse. And it comes under attack by this Muslim who said he was just disgusted by homosexuals. And, you know, they said that they do pad people down going in early, but, you know, this was like last call. And last call, this guy comes through the door, you know, and at that point they're worried, you know, they're not worried about padding people down coming in at almost 2 o'clock because that's when the doors closed. So they were wide open and vulnerable. And this guy, just like shooting fish in a barrel, you know, comes through, grabs everybody's attention and, you know, takes control of the facility, and, you know, then you get the response. So all this to say that I have huge issues, and I may have mentioned to you before, you know, attending a theater in Port St. Lucie, by the way, or actually it was Jensen Beach next to Port St. Lucie, where there was a sign that said, this is a gun-free zone. I told the manager, you realize what you're doing here, how much at risk you're putting everybody by putting that kind of sign. Well, it's, you know, he didn't know. I mean, he just said, well, this is corporate policy. Well, let me tell you, you better let corporate policy know that they're out of their skulls, and I don't appreciate being put at risk. I mean, he didn't know I have a concealed carry, and, you know, and they have a little girl who's there, you know, bless her heart. I mean, she's trying to check people out. I mean, she's in a wheelchair. How can she check and see if somebody has a gun or not? Much less somebody, you know, a bad player. But I'm not going to be put in that situation. And well, I'll tell you, I really, Scott, I got to tell you, I really feel for these people and the situation they were placed in because of this crazy law and everybody's insistence, you know, to be anti-Second Amendment. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues.
Report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Natural light is the best way to wake up any room in the house. If you're redecorating this summer, refresh a dark room with these tips.
Y'all don't have to burn your budget to bring that sunny, summery feeling into every corner of your home. One trick we use to open up a space is to hang mirrors across from the south and west-facing windows where the light is strongest for the best reflection. You can even attach one to the back of an old window frame to create the look of an extra window.
You'll be surprised at how much bigger and brighter the room feels. For our DIY purchases, we like to use our Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card to earn 1% cash back on every purchase. And when we shop at wholesale clubs, we earn 2% cash back for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, which helps our renovation budget go even further.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, shake, shake. Life can shake, shake, shake.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Maybe he came to you.
Hey, whether it's online, your smartphone, well, I'll tell you, there's a plethora of avenues in which you can reach BillMartinezLive.com. We're in over 280 markets, and we do welcome Red State Talk Radio. Now airing with them live Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And thank you for coming on board, ladies and gentlemen, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. You know, it's our job. We're going to get you the experts and let it be more of a fact-based talk show and informative resource as opposed to, you know, just a bunch of opinion flying around. Now, there's some news reports and things that happen from time to time, you know, like what happened yesterday in Orlando that needs to be discussed. And we will talk about those items and have the experts on. You know, for example, we mentioned Dr. Sebastian Gorka. This is what he said yesterday in an interview.
Statements there, Dr. Gorka. Tell us where you see this going in terms of an investigation of who else is out there. What other terrorists are in America right now?
Well, right now we have, as your previous guest noted, more than 900 leads being investigated by the FBI in every single state of the union. What we need to know right now is who this person was connected to, how were they accessing ideological material, who those ideologues were. This person killed 50 people. That is more than one magazine worth of rounds inside a rifle, inside an AR rifle. This means he probably had some kind of training. Who gave him that training? We have to find out the broader network, and most importantly, not just the connections to ISIS or jihadis, but who are the ideologues, the people he was in touch with that spun him up to do this attack now during the season of Ramadan. I know the FBI are doing this right now. We have to give them as much leeway as possible and stop the political correctness.
Yeah, and they were very clear that this is the beginning of the investigation. We should point out that the police and the FBI have already done an excellent job. At least 9 officers were involved in this shootout, according to lawmakers earlier in their press conference. Several coroner vans were seen traveling toward the nightclub, and one officer did suffer an eye injury when a bullet struck his Kevlar helmet. The helmet is being said to have saved his life. At this point, we will learn more from the authorities, Dr. Gorka. As a final comment here, what are you looking for in terms of President Obama? Are you expecting a comment from the president today?
Absolutely. He must make a statement, and he must not go towards gun control. This isn't about gun control or hate crimes. If he goes there, then we know he hasn't learned anything in the last 7.5 years. It has to be about taking the fight to the global jihadi movement. Every single member, we have to delegitimize their ideology and support the Muslims in the region of the Middle East that are best positioned to destroy ISIS. So we need to talk honestly about the threat and take politics out of any statement he makes today.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because already we have seen many people go right where you just mentioned. I want to point out to our audience that we're looking at live pictures of the gunman's home. This investigation is alive and very much in the early stages, according to...
Well, there it is. This was on Fox News yesterday. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who's been on with us many times, author of the book Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War. Of course, Dr. Gorka is a renowned expert when it comes to terrorist activity. Dr. Gorka is chairman of the Threat Knowledge Group, born in the UK to parents who escaped communism during the Hungarian Revolt of 1956, internationally recognized authority on issues of national security, irregular warfare, terrorism, and democratization. He's a graduate of the University of London. You know, he knows this stuff. I mean, this is instinctual. This, you know, Dr. Gorka and others like him, these are the people who you want to the forefront to really, you know, be instrumental in orchestrating a solution here. You know, how many more incidences like Orlando do we have to take place? You know, this is Ramadan. A call for jihad came out. Florida was warned, saying they were going to be a spotlight of attack. And here you've got a loose cannon that the FBI had eyes on. But because of procedure, they had to let go of him. I mean, he was under investigation on a couple of occasions, it's being noted. But according to the rules, they had to let go because they only have so much time in which to, you know, keep them under surveillance. And again, this is deja vu all over again. The Tsarnaev brothers, the same thing happened in this case. So is it time for our authorities and for we the people to support our authorities in reconnoitering and reviewing, you know, this process because of the uniqueness of these kinds of terrorist attacks that are taking place. I mean, this is all new stuff, Scott. It's not like we've done this before. You know, this is in as much as the whole terrorist activity. We see what's happening overseas in other countries. You know, we need to really learn from this. And this is what's so instrumental and I think powerfully to our advantage to have people like Dr. Sebastian Gorka who know this and study this. And their instincts are right on. But if we're going to hide ourselves behind this concept of political correctness, and you know, not want to hurt anybody's feelings, and think that when somebody says, "Hey, look, we need to, you know, protect the American people, and we need to be mindful of this," then you know, people need to calm down here. I mean, you know, when you get 50 people, I think 50, 51 dead, I think is the number. That number varies here, and I know people are still in hospital, hanging on to their lives right now, and I don't know the exact count, but at least 50, if not 51, reported dead. Over 53. Injured in this shootout there in Orlando. I say shootout, you know, it's like shooting fish in a barrel, as I said. You know, a guy comes in with an assault rifle with, you know, as Dr. Gorka said, magazines loaded. Oh, I mean, this is incredible. And to sit there and think, to me, to try to use that as an excuse to talk about Second Amendment rights and gun control is just unconscionable. You know, I don't know, Scott. What do you feel about this?
Well, there'll be plenty of time to talk about that. And I mean, it always comes around to that. I always don't like it when they jump to that right away. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll have plenty of time to talk about the Second Amendment. You know, things, and if we need more gun control, things like that. But there again, that bothers me too, because it's a tool. You don't blame a hammer for building a house.
Right.
You don't blame the car when a drunk driver gets in a car accident. You blame the driver.
Right.
And it's the same thing with a gun. It's not the tool. It's the person using it.
Well, you bring up a good point, and your point is well taken here and perfectly analogized that, you know, you're not going to blame the car, but in this case, you're going to blame the gun. And, this is just the argument of the day, but there has to be clear pushback. I mean, Scott, do you imagine if somebody in that room was caring, what do you think they could have done? Could they have stopped this individual or diverted him? Minimize the damage.
They would have had a lot better chance than not, you know.
Well, I think sitting there without a gun and you're waiting inside, people are getting shot up, and you've got SWAT teams sitting outside of the building for 3 hours. What does that say?
Yeah, to combat this, it's the same way that we combat drunk driving. You educate people about it. You educate people about guns. A gun is something that you should respect, but you shouldn't. People shouldn't be turning it to it because that's the only way that they think that they can handle their problems. You educate people, and you can cut down on these things more than you can by banning a gun.
Yeah. Well, in this particular case, you know, this radicalized Muslim. Decided on his own to use a weapon to go after and kill a group of LGBT people while you know, they're attending, you know, this event. I mean, this nightclub.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's Medicare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's health care bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the health care law includes a special provision for Medishare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. Medishare is affordable health care without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
Bill Martinez live.
I gotta tell you, I could get lost in this song. I mean, it just brings back all kinds of memories there. Oh, yes, a little Santana there. Why not? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here with you. John Lawrence Hill joins us right now. He's a law professor at Indiana University, Robert H. McKinney School of Law in Indianapolis, where he teaches constitutional law, torts, civil procedure, and legal philosophy courses. Formerly an atheist, Hill came into communion with the Catholic Church in 2009, holds a PhD in philosophy and a law degree, both from Georgetown University. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thanks, Bill. I'm doing fine. Good to be here.
Hey, good to have you here. Your book, After the Natural Law, How the Classical Worldview Supports Our Modern Moral and Political Values. You know, by your introduction, this comes from someone who was once an atheist. You know, he just thought, look at, you know, there just cannot be a higher power that makes this work out. But experience opens your eyes and you see, look at, there's more to this world than just one man's opinion.
Absolutely. There sure is.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, forgive me. You can't let a professor go on with an open silence. We'll take the whole time, Bill.
Well, and a talk show host the same way, so we got to be careful here between the two of us. So we hope for balance so that we can, you know, bring some illumination to this topic that I think is so key, especially in light of, you know, what's happening with the Supreme Court, what is happening with the Constitution. I got to tell you, John, across the country in my travels, people feel like we're just coming unhinged. And those core values that our founding fathers addressed in the Constitution, this blueprint that they gave us, is been slowly but surely being eradicated, and at a great cost.
Absolutely. I think we're seeing we're seeing a manifestation of the moral relativism, which has been bubbling up really since the late 18th century, but it's sort of really come home to roost, you know, where the rubber meets the road in the last 25, 30 years or so. But I think a lot of people share that sentiment. It's just as if there are no, it's a horizonless sort of picture. People do whatever they want, think whatever they want, and I think people feel that we're at a point in history when it seems it's not clear where we go from here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens when there's no restraint. And this is the beauty of, you know, a classical worldview. In that worldview, there was restraint. There were clear boundaries. And I want you to drill down in that a little bit, because we refer to the classical worldview supporting our modern moral and political values. When you refer to the classical worldview, explain to our audience exactly what you mean by that.
Yes. So, in fact, this was important to my own conversion, because I write and I've written my whole career on things like freedom, human rights, responsibility. But I began to see that the things that I believed as an atheist really couldn't line them up with what I was writing about. And I began to see sort of the contradictions and conundrums in my own thought. And ultimately, it led me back to God and the natural law and the classical worldview. So the classical worldview is the view that I think most people still intuitively believe in, but many of our elites and our most educated don't anymore. The classical worldview is the idea that the world is an ordered, purposeful, intelligible place. That there are objective rights and wrongs in the world, not that we can't sometimes have disagreements about the details, but that there are objective moral principles, objective rights and wrongs in the world. These objective rights and wrongs provide a foundation for human rights. And of course, part of the classical worldview is the idea that there really is a human self. We used to use the word soul for it. It's a very old-fashioned word, and modern thought has sort of distilled the soul into the self. And then if you ask a modern psychologist or a philosopher, what is the self, they'll say, well, that doesn't really exist either. So we've sort of completely deconstructed the person. So classical worldview are all those things that a traditionalist would believe in: free will, the soul, objective rights and wrongs. The world is a good, ordered place. That's the idea.
Well, John, those are ideas that have been passed on through millennia. A lot of smarter people along the way have studied this, gone through the exercise that you went through as an atheist, you know, breaking this down. I think we all go through it in certain cases, whether or not we want to come out and say we're absolute atheists or not. We just challenge it. We want to understand it and get our brains around it. And then we get into the theoretical, and, you know, academia is such a hotbed for theory, and I believe this is what our government's been run on so much, ignoring, you know, the evidence of the past, and just saying, hey, wouldn't it be nice if we just all got along and we threw our guns down and we just, you know, tried to kumbaya this whole thing through. And, you know, and right now we're living this theory out, and I believe at a great cost, because we've abandoned these constructs, these sound principles that we should have learned by now, just from past experience and it just narrative that's been handed down from one generation to the next. Like, look at it. If you fall off the roof, there's such a thing called gravity, that when you hit the ground, it's going to hurt. But you still have people in this world that say, you know what, I don't believe you. I'm going to go try this myself. Next thing you know, they're in the hospital. And this is what's happening with our country right now.
Absolutely. You know, it's... I began studying philosophy because I wanted to find out the truth, capital T. Mm-hmm. And if anybody who studied modern philosophy knows, most contemporary philosophers don't believe there is such a thing. Well, if there's no truth and there's no objective moral standard for anything, you see how we wind up with, for example, a Supreme Court that thinks, well, there is really no law, so we might as well just make it up as we go along. And so all these things are playing out now in the public sphere, on our Supreme Court, in the media, and in the public generally. It's a slow working to the surface of these ideas that have been bubbling up since the 18th century or so.
Mm. Yeah, no moral law, no moral compass. We can do as we darn well please. And look how that's working out for you. I mean, 21st century America today is running amok. We got attacks from radical Muslims going on, people being murdered. We spend too much time now talking about bathrooms offending, you know, less than a percentage point of humanity. And we're tying ourselves all up in knots over this and costing, you know, Target billions of dollars. But for them, I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because, I mean, I teach law students. So I'm teaching kids who are 22, 23 years old. And it just sort of dawned on me in the last few years the contradictions at the center of their worldview. I mean, here are kids who don't believe there's any such thing as moral truth until you get to some hot-button issue like, well, discriminating against somebody because of their homosexuality. Now, that's wrong. I mean, they have a very strange idea of morality. It's very limited, and ultimately, there really is no objective morality until you touch on one of those hot-button issues, and then they jump on the other side. And, you know, and it's sort of getting them to see that they can't have it both ways. You know, either there are objective standards, and if there are, okay, we need to discuss what they are, or they aren't. There aren't.
Right.
Don't say that slavery or discrimination or anything else is wrong, because that word just doesn't make sense in the moral relativist worldview.
Exactly. Well, as you say, John, you make it up as you go along, and that's pretty dangerous. You know, to let go of all the experience that we've, you know, we're privileged to know about. You know, in this, the information age, you think we should know better, right?
I think ours is an age of forgetting, yes.
Well, congratulations once again on the book, After the Natural Law. Great read, and I think one that I think all of us need to consider in light of the Supreme Court nominations inevitably that will be coming up. We know one for sure most immediately in the next 4 years, maybe another one, if not two more. And this is the future of this country. John Lawrence Hill on Bill Martinez Live, author of the book After the Natural Law. Thank you so much, John. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
I had what many would call the Cadillac of insurance plans with my company. It covered everything, and that's what got us started thinking, well, what is everything? Are we indirectly paying for people to use services that we don't believe in or want to be a part of? And MediShare was the perfect answer for that.
I felt such relief switching over to MediShare. I wasn't paying for anything that I didn't believe in. I was actually able to stand up for what I believe in, and I was able to put my money where my faith is.
We're part of this great program, and it really costs us less than insurance.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-BIBLE-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You lead, I follow. Your hands hold my tomorrow. Your grip, your grace. You know the way you guide me tenderly. Yeah. You lead, I follow. Just ride the way and I'll go. Cause I know what you got for me. It's more than I can see. So lead me on.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you fresh every day, Monday through Friday for 3 hours, 9 to noon. We bring on the experts reporting the news, making sure that we pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. Dan Perkins, who is with us right now, he's a domestic and foreign policy contributor to ReaganBaby.com, DailySurge.com, and TheHill.com. He's a master writer, terror analyst, author of the Brotherhood of the Red Nile trilogy, which centers around Islamic nuclear terrorism against the USA. Dan Perkins, good morning. Good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Bill. As always, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, good to have your insight here, Dan, and we need it. We're talking about this shooter, you know, this lone wolf, you can say, that ISIS is taking credit for and is lauding him as a hero, one Omar Mateen, who killed at least 50 people. The number has gone back and forth. I've heard as many as 51, over 53 injured. And I don't know if they've set on that number. As of late last night, they were saying because of the nature of the crime scene, the bodies are still there. They have not cleared them up, but I got to imagine by now they have.
Well, Bill, you know, I watched the horror, and I picked up a couple of news flashes, and one of the news flashes was with Peter King, who is the congressman mm-hmm. on the Homeland Security Committee in the Congress and the House. And he said, Americans don't understand why these people hate us so much. And then later in the evening, I saw Geraldo live at the scene and reached a point of, in his own personal observation, he said, you know, one of these times they're going to come in and it's not going to be rifles, it's not going to be handguns, it's going to be a nuclear or chemical device, mm-hmm. and thousands of people are going to die. And I have to tell you, in all candor, I was both sad and upset because I've been trying to tell people for 3 years in my first book why these people hate us so much. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be surprising to most Americans. Except I'm not sure that most Americans, and I apologize for being so candid, Bill, most Americans don't pay any attention. These people have been throwing homosexuals off of buildings for a long time. Mm-hmm. There is no space within the Islamic law the Quran for homosexuals or transgenders or bisexuals. They are not there.
Not to mention infidels.
You're right. Yeah, but the challenge though, Bill, is that if we don't understand that they believe that God has told them through Allah and Muhammad, they must lead the world to the end of time. And as you just pointed out, if you're not a Muslim, you are an infidel, and an infidel either must convert to the Islamic faith or die.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have people in our country who are still trying to figure out this is a gun issue. No, it's not a gun issue. It's an issue of a cultural challenge and clash between the Islamic faith and what we do in America. We don't understand that when we pass laws, when our court changed mankind's interpretation of what marriage was, that enraged these people, that they had to show America that they made the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in denial.
Well, Dan, you opened up a huge bucket here. No, not at all. Do not apologize for me. This is the reason why we need you on, but this is what, you know, America needs to wake up to. I mean, look, it's not like we haven't been there. I mean, let's go back to 1812. Thomas Jefferson saw what was going on. His advisor said, look, read the Quran. He reads parts of the Quran. He gets some counsel, says, we're not fighting a traditional war. This is really, it's unique unto itself. This is based on philosophy. Send in the Marines. The party's over. There's no negotiation. You can't negotiate with somebody. But yet, in this day and age, I mean, we expect Israel to negotiate with somebody that sits across the table and say, I want you dead. In fact, I want you more than dead. I want you gone. I want you eliminated. I want you non-existent, you know, in the history of humanity. And
right.
And guess what? Right behind Israel is America. And they would love nothing better. This would be a crown jewel for them to be able to say, we're so dominant and we're so blessed by Allah that we have done, you know, the job of Allah, and we've come in and we've cleaned up everything. Glory be to Allah. And this is their attitude. So it's like, okay, so what are you going to do? And we're so ripe for the pickings because of political correctness and all this stuff. And even Sebastian Gorka, Dr. Gorka, yesterday said, whatever you do not call it, do not call it a hate crime. And the temptation was for people, you know, to immediately say, well, this is a hate crime. You're missing the whole point. And this is what you've been saying, the Dr. Gorkas, the Ryan Moros of the world have been telling us repeatedly, is that we continue to miss the point, and by missing the point, it gives them space. I mean, are you going to tell me that the targets in the Muslim communities are going to hold to the stand that they are corporately, which has cost them billions of dollars, and saying it's okay, you know, for people to use the restroom because of their fluid perception of their humanity and their gender? That's not going to fly.
Right.
And they're not about to challenge it. You're going to tell me a manager is going to challenge in the Muslim community? It ain't going to happen.
No.
But yet for everybody else, you know, we have to put up with this kind of silliness.
Yeah, and my concern is, and I'm dipping into the bucket again, as you characterize it, which
that's
I thought
right.
was a great one. How many more gays are going to have, I mean, to die? The Islamic people told us 4 days ago, they warned Europe and the United States that they were coming after us during Ramadan 4 days ago. Do you think this is the last group of gays that are going to be killed? Absolutely not. There was a guy that they stopped on the freeway in Los Angeles who was loaded to the gills heading to the gay pride parade in California on Saturday.
Mm.
So I think that, you know, Bill, I get to ask this question all the time. What is it going to take to wake up America? I don't know. What's it going to take to wake up the gay and lesbian and transsexual community to understand that they are seriously at risk, even in the United States, for personal attacks from the Islamic State? And it's here, and it's here to stay. Bill, quick statistic for you. According to the Department of Homeland Security, if we can believe them, In the last 4 years, the number of illegal immigrants that have come into the United States is equal to the combined population of the city of Los Angeles and the city of Chicago. And we have no idea where they are, whether they're good guys or bad guys, yet they keep flowing in. How this country can allow people from other than Hispanic speaking nations from Central America to come across this border, how we can allow people from North Korea, people from China, people from Syria, Bill,
mm-hmm.
coming in Pakistan, coming in through the southern border of the United States. Something should tell them something's very wrong when people from all over the world are coming through the southern border along with the Hispanics that are coming up from Central and South America. And we're doing nothing about it. And every day, thousands come across the border, and some of them are good guys, and most of them are bad guys. And we're going to be in serious, serious trouble.
Well, this is why the pushback in this election, Dan. I mean, you have really a distinct delineation between both candidates. Hillary Clinton mm-hmm. is a globalist. She is a no-borders type of gal. She wants to continue the policies of one Barack Obama, which has really exacerbated this issue where we are mm-hmm. today, where, you know, marriage has been redefined, to your point. Gays are now under attack. There's so many designations of gender now. I mean, it's like as if God didn't say he made them man and woman. You know, Barack Obama would say he made a man and woman in fluid. And we got all these different gender choices now. This is what this president has done to this country and yeah. others like him who are giving space to, you know, to Muslims coming in. I mean, I was reading something over the weekend. In fact, my wife came to me. She said, Bill, I can't believe this. All these people in the government who are Muslims. I said, where have you been? You know, who do you think who Muhammad Dean is? You know, she's Hillary's right-hand gal. I mean, her parents associated with the Muslim Brotherhood. Barack Obama's the half-brother. Malik is a Muslim Brother operative and leader. I mean, we've got people, you know, within the inner workings of our government who are all Muslim. Is it any wonder that there is this sympathy, you know, and this space given to Muslims now running this country, and why in certain cases, in certain cities in this country, they're now purporting to be under Sharia law? And while all this is happening, we the people are shrugging and asleep.
Yeah. The Muslims are right now the protected class in this country. And it shouldn't be that way. You know, and Hillary and Bernie, yes, Hillary this morning and Billy and Bernie yesterday said, this is really a Second Amendment issue. And I said, no, it's not a Second Amendment issue. It isn't about whether the guy had the rifle. If you want to talk about gun control, go to Paris and Brussels and ask the survivors of the victims who were killed in the two attacks in Paris, the one in Brussels, which have very strict gun controls, the bad guys are going to get the gun. And so making this a Second Amendment issue was, in my opinion, stupid.
Yeah, I agree with you. Dan Perkins, domestic and foreign policy contributor, ReaganBaby.com, Daily Surge, and TheHill.com. Dan, always good to have your perspective on Bill Martinez Live. A couple minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us, America. We've got more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.